Good evening, Golden Hawks, and welcome back to Laurier's Top 10. I'm Ella Astorino, counting down songs from the 80s that dare to slow down, to feel something, and to sit in that quiet space between heartbreak and healing. Tonight's theme? Sad but true. Songs that prove that even the 80s had a soft side. So take a breath, grab a warm drink, and let's start our countdown. At number 10, Billy Idol shows his softer side in Eyes Without a Face. It's a song about emotional distance, about loving someone who's right in front of you, but already somewhere else. If you ever feel like someone's fading from your life, don't chase the version of them you remember. Love them enough to let them go. At number 9, the Smiths bring us A Quiet Ache, Back to the Old House. It's that feeling when you revisit the past and realize the memory hurts more than the place. It's okay to remember, but don't stay stuck there. The past should remind you of how far you've come. Number 8, Tainted Love. It's that perfect mix of danceable pain and emotional exhaustion. The song's about giving too much of yourself to someone who can't meet you halfway. Remember, Golden Hawks, love should feel like a balance, not burnout. If you're always the one fixing things, maybe the real love story is learning to walk away. At number 7, the title says it all, Cruel Summer. Underneath its upbeat melody, it's really a song about loneliness and pressure. If you're feeling left out this semester, or like everyone else is moving faster than you, I feel the same way. Remember, no one's life is as perfect as how they portray it. Sometimes, the quiet seasons are where you grow the most. At number 6, a timeless love song that feels like velvet. Gary Kemp wrote True for someone he couldn't have. Proof that unspoken emotions can still make art. My advice, if you've got something to say to somebody, say it. Rejection stings for a while, but regret that lasts longer. Halfway through our countdown, we slow down for Drive by the Cars. It's about trying to help someone who won't help themselves. That helpless love we've all felt. You can care deeply for someone and still step back. It doesn't make you cold. It means you're saving your space for your own peace. At number 4, Sting blurs the lines between fascination and danger. Don't stand so close to me reminds us that sometimes attraction isn't meant to be acted on. Remember, boundaries don't make you distant. They make you dependable. Know where your no's are. Number 3. Riders on the Storm. It's hypnotic, haunting, and full of mystery. Jim Morrison recorded it just before his death, and it feels like a final reflection. Storms are temporary. You don't have to fix them. Just ride them out. And when the clouds clear, you'll be stronger for surviving the thunder. At number 2, The Smooth Sound of Escape. Sailing. Christopher Cross once said, this song was about finding peace, not running away. Speaking of finding peace, I was just talking to two of my friends. They said they're listening right now. Hi, Zyla. Hi, Camilla. Hope you're at peace. If you feel overwhelmed, take a day, or even an hour, to reset. Peace isn't found in distance. It's found in stillness. And finally, at number 1, Phil Collins' haunting classic, Another Day in Paradise. It's not just a song, it's a wake-up call. A reminder to look past our comfort and notice the people who need help the most. Be kind when no one's watching. Empathy is free, Laurier, and the world's running low. And that wraps up this week's Laurier's Top 10. Sad, but true. We laughed a little, felt a lot, and maybe realized that music has a way of healing what words can't. Wherever you are tonight, studying, walking home, or just thinking, I hope one of these songs made you feel seen. I'm Ella Astorino, reminding you to take it easy.